You're listening to the Flexible Packaging Podcast.
Hello, and welcome to the Flexible Packaging Podcast. I'm Kristen Joker, editor of the BMP Packaging Group Brands, and today we'll be discussing common misconceptions about LED curing. A lot of printers are looking for ways to improve efficiency and cut down on energy costs by exploring the option of switching from mercury lamps to LED curing lamps. There are many reasons to account for the shift towards LED. After all, LED lamps are extraordinarily energy efficient. Still, there are many common questions and misconceptions that exist about LED. To set the record straight, we're pleased to welcome Derek Hemmings, a product manager of Energy Curable Flexo and LED products in North America. Derek has over 30 years of technical, field marketing, and product management experience in the graphic arts industry, managing various product lines, including energy curable, metal decorating, sheet fed, screen, and more. He has used his experience and knowledge to develop new patented technology in energy curable inks. He also serves as a member of Sun Chemical Canada leadership team, which provides guidance to ensure the success of the Canadian business. Welcome, Derek. It's a pleasure to have you with us today.
Thank you so very much. It's a pleasure to be here today to discuss these misconceptions around LED printing. I look forward to our discussion.
Great. There's been a lot of talk about LED curing for more than a few years, but there seems to be those misconceptions we talked about out there about the technology. Can you explain the newest technology and tell us about some of the recent advances you've seen in the market?
Well, absolutely. So one of the things that we've seen is LED has been around since the mid-2000s and have been commercial in the graphic markets since around 2008, primarily being used in the screen and digital market segments. As they were the early adopters. Since then, other market segments such as packaging, commercial, narrow web, and we also began to see a push from the publication market where they're making some advancements as well. And this revolves primarily around co-suppliers such as press manufacturers, lamp manufacturers, ink formulators, and raw material suppliers engaging in greater collaboration for development. Because of this, it has resulted in some more robust formulations, some faster presses, some higher lamp power. And this is kind of the direction the market is going. Faster speed, higher lamps, press manufacturers are improving their processes. And so that's kind of where the rest of the market is beginning to adapt the process.
Okay, so exactly how is LED curing not UV curing? What are the key differences?
Yeah, and I think this is, again, a talk about misconception. This is a very common misconception. So mercury vapor lamps are mercury vapor inks cure inside the ultraviolet spectrum, which is 200 to 400 nanometers, utilizing the entire spectrum. So the lower wavelengths for top cure, the mid wavelengths for mid cure, and the longer wavelengths for through cure. However, LED targets specific wavelength inside the spectrum. So generally 385 or 395 nanometers for most of the graphic arts market. And for this, LED generates much less heat, no ozone compared to mercury vapor lamp. It still provides all the benefits of ultraviolet curing, however. But it still should be emphasized that LED curing is still energy curing technology.
Can LED also be used with mercury UV curing?
Yes, this has been the trend as we've seen. So carefully formulated systems with suitably engineered LED curing will result in excellent LED and UV curing. Typically, most people will refer to this as a dual cure technology, capable of curing under both mercury and LED systems or in combination. So LED system generally will generate greater consistency over time, but can be used with mercury systems.
Can LED curing be used for sensitive packaging?
Yes, again, a very common question that we get asked. And LED can offer some significant advantages over and along with mercury cure because it offers such greater consistency and repeatability when using food or other sensitive packaging. This enables low migration, low odor, and greater compliance, especially around Nestle and so on. So LED offers greater consistency of cure, less degeneration of lamp over time, and last significantly longer than mercury vapor lamps.
Are there other sustainable benefits beyond the energy savings?
Yeah, so our lamp suppliers suggest that energy savings of up to 60% can be realized from moving to LED from mercury vapor lamps. However, we see other benefits such as we talked about, no mercury used. So there's no disposal of mercury in our environment or mercury vapor lamps, limited or no use of reflectors, no ozone generated. So no exhausting out of your buildings, less heat and noise. This results in being able to use much lighter weight material. So when you're using really sensitive film, you can use much thinner films to print on, enabling you to get better sustainability benefits along with lower maintenance costs. And again, the longer lamp life of the LED over the mercury vapor lamps.
That's great. Now, Sun Chemical has a unique series of inks designed for LED curing. Could you tell me about those inks and the benefits they bring to converters?
Yes, absolutely. So Sun Chemical offers two primary brands around LED curing. Our SolarWave UV LED Flexo system and our SunWave LED offset system. We'll talk more about our Flexo system. However, as the market interest in sustainability continues to grow, Sun Chemical has developed dual cure inks to meet some of these new requirements. One of these is our SolarWave CRCL or SolarWave Circle, which is our wash off de-inking system. Some of the benefits of this system is, of course, no need for a primer when printing on most recyclable substrate. It offers the full gamut of colors, extended gamut four color process, full blending system. System can also be delivered through a unique dispenser offering with dispersions and technology varnish. These inks can also be used for retentive, where you need the ink to stay on the substrate in the wash-off solution with the use of a special monowib coating. This monowib coating is also has some unique properties and can be used as a lamination replacement.
How can our listeners learn even more about SolarWave, SunWave, and de-inking solutions?
They can go to the Sun Chemical site, www.sunchemical.com/solarwave. And they can additional information there around all our various offerings.
Great. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Yes. Thank you, Kristen. So one of the, as we see the market segment begin to expand into sustainability, a lot of our customers who have not converted to LED systems still have their conventional mercury vapor lamps. And to this, we have addressed this situation with our SolarFlex circle inks as well, which is conventional UV. It also gives you great de-inkability, no use of a primer, which is much more significant than most of the offerings out there. Sun Chemical is the only company that offers a solution without the use of a primer and also offers a solution with the use of a monowib coating that can be used as a lamination replacement, but also can be used with all our system when a retentive feature is needed for sustainability, for recycling. So the SolarWave circle and the SolarFlex circle are two of Sun Chemical's key offering in the narrowweb and packaging market relative to sustainability.
That's all for this episode. Thank you, Derek, for taking the time to join us and for sharing such insightful information. And again, to get more information on the innovative Flexo inks Derek discussed today, please visit www.sunchemical.com/solarwave. Thanks.
Thank you so much for having me today. It's greatly appreciated.